This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We've got news for certain waterfowl hunters out there, as well as information on an update to the water usage stamp requirements and more information on some great fishing in Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, locally, fishing is in full summer swing now, and we're seeing some great action. As you might expect, most of the better fishing is coming in the morning and evening periods, and we're seeing some great bass fishing. The catfish bite is an all-day, all-night affair, and bluegill and crappie still coming from many local lakes, so some great fishing to report locally. And they have announced the tentative plans for the Godar Diamond waterfowl area. In fact, it appears that Godar Diamond waterfowl hunters desiring that the refuge be void of food will finally get their wish this year. Wildlife biologists and Mississippi River area personnel agree that the time to get any food production on the Godar Dam and Refuge and still get blinds built and brushed is gone. According to Site Superintendent Kim Postlewaite, site personnel will be holding the water on the hunting areas. This may be the very best opportunity to get out there and make some repairs while the access is easy. He says the site will likely lose water to percolation and evaporation rather quickly. He did say that they're still draining the refuge and may try to plant some buckwheat in the riverside field. The refuge drains very slow, so he'll probably just be drawing it down to the hunting season levels. So those hunters that's always wished for the refuge to be void of food, this may be their year. And the Illinois Department of Natural Resources has reviewed the inclusion of inner tubes in the water usage stamp and decided to submit rule changes to the legislature to eliminate that requirement from the program. These inner tubes are often used by certain anglers to float and fish smaller bodies of water. They're sort of a floating inner tube, and a lot of fly fishermen use them. The funds generated from boat registrations and the less restrictive water stamp for non-motorized craft go towards public safety, better law enforcement, and to provide safe and legal and adequate access to rivers and streams for the paddling floating community. The department has sought to expand recreational opportunities in the past, including new access points and parking, and hope to restart this effort with healthy funding and sustainable revenues. Now, while the rule changes are being submitted through the legislative process, DNR Office of Law Enforcement will instruct its conservation officers of the pending change and direct our professionals not to enforce the existing inner tube rules. So if you did buy a permit from the Department of Natural Resources for your floating and fishing inner tube, you can get a refund. You just need to check with the DNR website, and that is www.dnr.illinois.gov. There's information on there on how to do it. And if you're interested in the big watercraft on the river, the Motor Vessel Mississippi will be passing through the St. Louis area twice during the month of August. The vessel is being used by the Mississippi River Commission on their annual inspection trip along the Mississippi River. The MV Mississippi is the largest diesel towboat that operates on the river and is 241 feet long and 58 feet wide. A public open house will be held aboard the vessel from 2 to 5 on August 3rd. During that time, the vessel will be moored at the Melvin Price Lock and Dam in Alton, and open house will be accessible via the National Rivers Great Rivers Museum. So here's an opportunity to see it, and visitors will be able to board the vessel free of charge and tour the living quarters, kitchen, and working areas of the vessel. After the open house, the vessel will head upriver to continue the inspection tour. It does return to the Alton area on August 16th for a public hearing, and the vessel will be moored at the Alton Riverfront and open for the public hearing from 9 until noon. If you'd like to see this vessel or want to know more information, give them a call at 618-462-6979. That's 618-462-6979. We do have some very good fishing. It's certainly hot summer fishing at our local three Corps of Engineer reservoirs, and things have not been better as far as the fishing goes. It just seems to keep getting better. Starting with Rend in the state's southern reaches, the crappie bite remains good. The summer pattern's in place. Summertime fishing on Rend usually means you're catching a lot of fish, but you have to sort through a lot of small ones for the keepers. Summertime is a great time to take the entire family out because you'll catch a lot of fish with very few hangups. And the bite is primarily on stake beds and brush piles out on the main lake. A lot of these beds are loaded with fish, but you need to expect to catch a lot of small ones with the good ones. Jigs and minnows seem to be working equally well. The color choice recently has been a red chartreuse combination. And if you're fishing from the bank, try fishing the concrete wall at the Sailboat Harbor Ramp or the docks at Wren Lake Resort. And if you're a cat fisherman, the bite is red hot right now at Wren. Drifting is the most popular technique. Pick a spot, cast some lines out, and just let them drag on the bottom as you fish across a lake. A lot of fish are being caught in the backs of the necks of the shallow water. Creeks leading into the lake are producing good numbers of fish as well. Jugs set in the necks are working exceptionally well. You need to play the wind, set your jugs up so they'll drift across the coves, and you can fish from the shore just about anywhere on the lake and catch catfish right now. Cut shad, leeches, shrimp, nightcrawlers, other types of commercial baits all working well. The bass bite, the fish are moving deep into their summer pattern now. They're being caught in the shallow bushes and laydowns early in the morning and late in the evening in about 1 to 3 feet of water by pitching soft plastics and spinner baits. Black and blue jigs are top choices right now. 2 5-pounders out of one bush was caught last week. That's an unusual catch, but it's a nice catch. And fish are moving back into the rocks. The crankbaits around the rocks will soon be the way to go. And the bluegill bite, they're still being caught in shallow water along the rocks. Regular old worms seem to be working as good as anything. Fishing shallow along the rocks under the Gun Creek Bridge and the Sailboat Harbor Bridge is producing good numbers of bluegill. At Carlisle Lake, the water is beginning to fall here as well. But the bass bite has been good, fair anyway. Largemouth bass are being taken on crankbaits along the rocks. The catfish bite, like all three, are exceptional. They're no longer along the rocks, but very active. Boaters are doing very well, drifting with bait shrimp. And the crappie bite, rated fair. They're still very sporadic. It's just been a strange year for this lake. I think next year we'll be loaded with crappie, but right now they're difficult to find because of the high water. And the white bass, they are now rated excellent. You're catching them throughout the lake on slab spoons, Little Georges. Trollers are trolling curly-tail jigs and finding very good success. In the spillway, white bass are rated excellent on rooster tails coupled with curly-tail jigs. Night fishermen are using submersible lights with the minnows and tying off the buoys. The catfish bite, very good. Shad, night crawlers, and cheese baits all working very well, and we're seeing good numbers of flathead in recent weeks. And the crappie bite, very good for this time of year. Most of the crappie are coming from the spillway and being caught on minnows, and the sauger bite also rated good. They're still running quite a bit of water, and they're fishing from the bridge to the buoys. So lots of action for the sauger fishermen as well. At Lake Shelbyville, talk about a lake that's falling fast. This is one of them. Presently about 4 inches a day. It's still several feet, almost 9 feet above normal summer pool. And with the hot weather from the past week, the water temperatures have risen into the lower 80s. And fishing under the bridges in the shade is picking up. Anglers are fishing with slip bobbers and minnows about 14 feet deep right next to the pillars. The bridges are holding a lot of black crappie. They're not as big as the whites on Shelbyville, but you can catch a bunch of fish over 10 inches. The white crappie are on deep bushes, brush piles, and standing timber. Try using a slip bobber and minnow here as well. Set it just above the thermocliner at about 15 feet. And on the standing timbers, some anglers are pulling spinners and bottom bouncers and using line counter reels to get the bait down to about the right depth, which is 15 to 17 feet. You can cover a lot more water in standing timber pulling spinners. There's been days when 90% of the crappie came on spinners for these fishermen. So leave the rods in the rod box and pull them out when you need them. The walleye have slowed way down and feeding at night. The white bass have also stopped, so they're concentrating on crappie, which are on fire right now. So there's good fishing there as well. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.